Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Close and personal with the BBS Value Tour. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we're waiting on my co-host, Brother Stephen Biko, and we'll also have our new co-host we're calling in. We're going to get to know her, and her name is Lavinia, and she will be calling in today. Right now, I'd like to give a shout out to guest 5005 in the chat room. Peace and love. And we just want to thank everybody for joining us center stage, and we want you to take a moment to get your spotlight on. We've just finished listening to Boney James, Ain't No Sunshine. So that was a nice feel, a nice smooth way to kick off center stage. So this is all about you. About time to get your spotlight on. We want to get to know you. Look, this is family connecting with family, you. So we just here to get to know one another, support one another, and just to grow with family. And again, it's the Center Stage, which is a feature show of the Black Business Space Value Tour. And you can check out the Black Business Space Value Tour at www.bbsvaluetour.com. Again, that's www.bbsvaluetour.com. Check it out and find out what's it all about. So as I'm waiting on our guests to come, we are also the purpose of the Black Business Space Value Tour Center Stage show is to shed some spotlight on our featured artists. So I guess we'll do a roll call as far as the 2009 artist slate. And our first headliner is David Chance, formerly of Rough Ends, under the genre of urban inspiration. And David Chance is a headliner with the 2009 Black Business Value Tour, the BBS Value Tour. So we're going to hear his music. He has a new release breaking on February 11th, Unconditional Love, a new album. And there's a feature song on the album. It's hot. And it is guaranteed to be a classic wedding song, because if you're getting married, you know anybody getting married, and they want that new nice piece that they can just connect with, want to sound fresh and all, this is it. It is David Chance, formerly of Rough Ends, and he's doing his own thing now under the genre of urban inspiration. And it's called Love of All Times, and we're going to listen to David Chance from the BBS Value Tour and Optimus Entertainment.
Thoughts of you always invade my mind, and memories that last a lifetime. Girl, to me you're precious as a pearl that I've been blessed to find. With only you I wanna share my world for the rest of my life.
I do you. no conditions. I promise to always love you.
All right. We just got finished listening to David Chance from his upcoming CD, soon to be released from his upcoming album, Unconditional Love, to be released February 11th and digital release on February 17th. So look for it, Unconditional Love. That sounds real good. And that is a featured hit, Love of All Times. Love of All Times. And our next headlining artist is raucous artist Hezekiah in the genre of hip-hop. So Hezekiah, we have him here, and we're going to do, one of his pieces didn't upload for ads. So we're going to do, his featured album is I Predict a Riot, but what we're going to do is Wild and Reckless, from I Predict a Riot, with Hezekiah from Raucous Soul Spasm. And this is Wild and Reckless.
Y'all gotta pardon me in advance for doing this. I beg your pardon. I had to do it to you. Yeah, and words cannot express how I feel inside. I wrote this rhyme the same day that Dilla died. My man, so please excuse my man, it's part of me for rambling on. Sometimes I go off on a tangent. Tell me, how many times am I gonna be forced to explain this? I'm a nerd, I'm a freak, yeah, I'm a geek, but I'm dangerous. Look, this is my life, this ain't just entertainment. I don't do business with strangers. Pull up a chair, we might as well get acquainted now. I'm on some Gloria Gaynor's now. Bougie nigga saying I'm a pain in the anus now. He made it this far, so ain't no stopping him now. Yeah, he headed for the top, so ain't no talking him down. Now, radio, man, them suckers never play this. Them dudes on the playlist, man, they copy my cadence shit. But they ain't saying nothing, they ain't making a statement. They might as well throw in the towel. Now, they say if you ain't got a pencil record, you can't sell a record. If you run around, so bow them breakfast. Go ahead, show your teeth, niggas, show them your necklace. The Lord knows what to do to get on the guest list. Maybe fooling some, but you ain't fooling me. Yeah, you cool with them, but you ain't cool with me. Close friends, yeah, you ain't shooting me. Keep telling myself, not me. And let the truth be told. Hurry up, the weight dropped, it was damn near 3 years old. Shit, and I ain't give you an album, I gave you my soul. Gave the haters inspiration, they was hoping I fold. And that was critically acclaimed, so some called it a classic. So you bought two copies, one to keep in the plastic. And the hood ain't support us, but they saying they love us. We autographed bootlegs with no inside covers. Yeah, so can I grab this mic for a minute? Can I get something off my chest without you getting offended? Can I point out the difference? Can I voice my opinion? Pay me no attention, don't mind me, I'm just spitting. I'm a rhyme artist, little nigga, I paint pictures. Close your eyes when you listen, and you can envision it too. Words therapeutic, my beats with deep tissue. She was going through things that I touched on each issue. Eyes closed for the souls lost in the system. We gotta make it last, this is classic material. It's 5 years later, and they don't remember you. Fans looking back like, what the fuck was I listening to? Most dudes ain't got a clue.
Now, you looking at your A&R like, why the fuck did I listen to you? Career's cold, ain't you only 30 years old? Won't nobody open the door? They say if you ain't got a prison record, you can't sell a record. The youth run around so wild and reckless. Go ahead, show your teeth, nigga, show them your necklace. And Lord knows what to do to get on the guest list. So I'd like to welcome y'all to this album.
La 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 la.
I predict the riot.
La la la.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. That was hot. Wild and Reckless by Raucous Soul Spasm artist Hezekiah. Headliner with the 2009 Black Business Space Value Tour. That was deep. What they won't do to get on a guest list. Go ahead, nigga. Show them your necklace. Just what they going to do just to get on a guest list. I'm telling you. Telling you. So, you know, we got to keep ourselves, you know. We can't just do anything, just what we think so-called for fame, you know. We can still have fame and have dignity and culture and fun in life, you know. You don't have to do time to get a record deal and all of that stuff. So that's a message our young people need to hear. And that's Hezekiah from his CD, I Predict a Riot. Now, we're going to hit up a commercial, and then we're going to come back and check another one of our featured artists from the Black Business Space Value Tour. Much shout-out and love to our guests in the chat room, those laying in the cut. We got guest 5005 and guest 5185. They all laying in the cut. Please take a moment and shout yourself out. We want to get to know you. This is Center Stage. Time to get your spotlight on.
The evolution starts here and now on DM Live. So trust, when it comes to raw passion and basic common sense, there's no one behind the mic and talk radio stronger than the game. I don't embrace ignorance, I challenge it. And that's why I'm the king of kings of real talk. So to understand the fears of some conservative and urban talk radio, it's to know the monarchy is beholden to no one.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. And heaven knows that you can't lead it. Matter of fact, hear me, hear me. You must not know about me. You must.
Okay, we're going to keep it moving, keep it moving. And the next artist we're going to bring up from the 2009 artist slate is Mahogany. And I guess need to shout out what everybody's from. David Chance is out of Atlanta, so let's hear for the ATL. And then we have Hezekiah is right here from Philly. Yo, yo, Philly in the house. Yeah, Hezekiah is right here from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, Philadelphia. And now we have Mahogany coming from the Virginia, Maryland area. And Mahogany wants to know, she's just asking a simple question. Do you want to rock and roll?
Well, what do you know? Another Beat Hustlers production.
Baby boy, they didn't choose. They named him Rockin'. Jimi Hendrix and Fats Domino, Bob Marley and Nat King Cole.
It belongs to me, it belongs to you, belongs to the universe through and through. This is my music, I feel it inside, so much love and so much pride. I'm not ashamed, I can honestly say, I hope you like it and feel the same way. This is the blues, this is rock and roll, this is R&B, the story's been told. Louis Armstrong, Little Richard, Funkadelic, and Jackie Wilson, Tina Turner, Billie Holiday, Ray Charles, and Marvin Gaye.
Feel the drums, feel the beat, feel the magic, feel the heat. Feel the drums, feel the beat, feel the magic, feel the heat.
Do you wanna rock and roll? Feel it all through your soul. Rock it out strong and bold. Get out strong and bold. Do you wanna rock and roll?
It was Mahogany. Do you wanna rock and roll? Giving us that soulful sound. As you can see, the BBS Value Tour has a real nice mix of artists. Main thing that they all have in common, they have something to say. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to move it on, move it on, move it on. And so next we have, I guess we can move to, okay, where we kind of feeling like right now? Unless we move to some Mel. Know who you are. Let's move to some spoken word. This is our spoken word. Maverick. Inspire. Inspire wants you to experience a new discovery.
I was told there was a need for this. A healthy dose of inspiration in the midst of all this evilness and malpractice, side effects, greed, and health risks. And as of right now, words mean something again. The music has been composed and arranged with a twist and to a spin. And let me mention, I value your attention. But I'm not here to discuss my bling bling or my flyest outfit or my faux fifth or my tightest whip. I'm here to help, inspire, and uplift. All pausing is now in default. So just kick back, relax, jam, listen, and be taught. You can hear the passion in the cymbals. And that further proves this poetry music has been well crafted and polished. And created to motivate. Guaranteed to erase at least 20% of worldwide hate. It's so amazing what the letters do. Come together and form the words that inspire and make a better you and a better me too. And if I sound arrogant, that's not my intent. I do acknowledge this record is the work of a higher power and I am only an instrument. And I would express it to you even if it didn't earn me one fine red cent. You see, there is a big demand for truth in this world of lies and entertainment. Unlike anything you ever heard. Original music and poetic words, all told with grade A delivery, just for you and put into song mode, and a must-have for every household. Now I've collaborated with professional, inspired intellectuals, and since day one we felt this new discovery will be an inspiration for years and years to come, and we gonna feed it to you right after this quick word or two from the album's lead producer.
Yeah, man, this your boy Player Righteous, man. Me and my cousin Soul K done teamed up with Inspire, man. Together we fit to take this original poetry music to a new dimension, man. We got hip-hop, R&B, soul, and jazz all wrapped up in one big package, man. This is the start of something real big, man. Nothing but classics, man. The real spinach, we never die, man. You dig what I'm saying, man? The homie Inspire gon' spin it till the wheels fall off, man. Inspiring people. Situations by I motivate them with words and music from the inner soul, being an inspiration.
You need to listen to the words.
Says you need to listen. That's what he's saying. You need to listen. That is some hot new music, hot new sound. Inspires a very refreshing addition to the spoken word performance poetry genre. So much love to Inspire, another artist, featured artist of the Black Business Space Value Tour. Don't you just want, I mean, this is sounding good. Can't you, don't you just want them to come to your town? That's right, we're available. We will come to your town. You want to know about the booking opportunities? Would you like to book a concert? Would you like to showcase your business, your product, your service via the BBS Value Tour so we can give you pre-event exposure, Buku event exposure, and even more post-event exposure. And we are intent on making sure your investment results in business, because we just simply build in branding and business. That's all we are about. And if you a fan, because we building up our fandom. So you just take in these artists, because when adopting artists, when you go to the site next week, you'll be able to literally adopt your artist. So you feeling them, we want you to make a demand for them. And you want to have the opportunity to make a demand and require that they come to town. Tell the promoters, we want the Value Tour artists. Come on. Just start banging on the table now. Say, we want BBS Value Tour. We want BBS Value Tour. Yeah, that's right. Bang, make a lot of noise, okay? And they'll listen to you, okay? So that's all you have to do. And in the meantime, you can call 1-800-584-3651. That number again is 1-800-584-3651. Hit extension 1 and it'll ring straight through. Or you can email Book Talent. That's right, BOOKTALENT at BBSValueTour.com. Again, the email is BookTalent at BBSValueTour.com. We want BBS Value Tour. We want BBS Value Tour. Okay, I hear you. Yeah, you know, make a lot of noise. Get them promoters to bring us out. I'm hearing you. And in the meanwhile, we want to get a shout out and much love to our guests in the chat room. Please, please shout yourself out. Just key in your website, how we can check out more about you. We want to get to know you better. And much love to the Twamily. We out there Twittering, so we much love to the Twamily. Much love to the Twitter family. So we just giving much love and shout out to everybody. This is, just in case you didn't know, Center Stage. Up close and personal with the BBS Value Tour. This is the time to get your spotlight on. And today, our guests who will be coming on the show at 9:45, we will have Rick Tillman from Farley's Coffee Incorporated. And he is going to share his passion about his coffee. He developed the first family line that's been, you know, selling like all that. It's a Kenya blend. And he has a hip-hop blend. This all kind of wonderful blends. Good quality hand-roasted coffee. And he's going to talk about your opportunities that you can have to enjoy and indulge in this coffee. And if you're coffee loving, you're loving it, and you know other people who love it, you also, if you have an organization, had an opportunity to use it as a fundraiser. So just think, enjoying the wonderful coffee you love, sharing it with other people who love coffee, helping out your organization while helping out another black business. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. Man, that's almost orgasmic. So, yeah, that's what we want to do. We're just so excited about just building vertical paradigms and helping each other. Because, like, if I lift you up, then I get to feel the trickle down. Oh, sookie, sookie now. That's right. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I'm your host for this moment in time. And our other guest at 10:15 will be the one and only Lavinia, Miss V from Blog Beat Radio, who will be our new co-host here on Center Stage. And Brother Stephen Biko is supposed to be on his way sometime soon. So while we're waiting for everybody to come on and give him much love to the chat room, everybody laying in the cut, I'm going to move on and keep showcasing our featured artists of the Black Business Space Value Tour. Now, we have, okay, let me see, we got so many of them. I guess we're going to move on to, we'll do a little, pump it up a little bit, and we will do some hip-hop here. From MBL Records, this is a hot new piece they got coming out, okay? They already they just finished releasing their new CD, the Street Album, their All-Star Street Album. They just finished releasing that. Right after that, they come up with this new cut that is hot, that is burning up the airwaves, and you got to get it, you got to get it, you got to get it, because they're taking it to the street. And that's Brother Motai, featured artist at the BBS Value Tour, and he's on here with a couple of other great souls from the MBL Records, and I'm going to get their names, but right now, we're going to take it. We're taking it to the streets.
Hope no, stop playing, I'll be quiet. Hope no, stop playing, I'll be quiet. Hope no, stop playing, I'll be quiet. Throw your middle fingers up, 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 no. Not only in the radio, and no, not only in the club, but I know that you know that I'm taking it to the streets. I'm ready for any challenge, come bring it on. Be in the streets, that's how we sing our song. And don't start singing wrong. We may strike, get right till a person can't fight. You coming out of your breath till your body get light. The only other thing you would do is to get hype. There's other options to get in a quick fight. Make your green as your best friend, learning to live right. Hunger, push your vision, target your intuition. Make decisions increasing on how you live it. You got a man up, go out and get your money up. If you don't know, I'm about to go and write the book for dummies. Hit some lessons in a game that you gotta learn. You took some food from the table, now it gotta turn. Cause when you making money in the streets, everybody wanna goddamn eat. I'm taking it to the streets, not only in the radio, and no, not only in the club, but I know that you know that I'm taking it to the streets.
Lady Lola Luciano, that 5-point spread, and that's worth the easy Jesus, I'm about my bread. I'm Serena to the curb, score harder to serve. Black Venus with the curves when I ship it in third. And dip on the D's, homie, you was never a G. Don't be surprised that you can't take me. I ball hard with PK, K Slayer, no free. So bringing it to the streets on my SOG. And my shooters gotta eat, so these beats I leak all over the concrete. So my roses peak. They love it in LA, they plug it in Palm Beach, they bang it in UK, they play it in Paris. Internationally, no L.I. Phone queen. Bring my crown to every sit down industry. So they give me a half a million, but I gotta be sweet. Snap my head off the table, keep the middle finger to geek. Coward, I work for peace.
Not only in the radio, and no, not only in the club, but I know that you know that I
don't care nothing nothing's off the curve. Give a damn about the beat. Cause if it don't work, I'm taking it to the street. Controlling up the avenue, holding on my heat. Posted on the boulevard, watching for the creep. I'm right back in traffic, getting it by any means. Saying bump the police, riding on my enemies. I'm going where the money at, getting it while I'm getting good. Going hard in the pen, cause ain't no jobs in the hood. I'm back to the mattress, toes on the front line. Shaking things up like the San Andreas fault line. I want mine, so I go hard serving the gutter. Some would call it a crime, I call it getting supper. What's up? I'ma take it to your radio, and I'm gonna take it to your club. But you know I take this thing worldwide and get it cracking, steady throwing up the dub. What's up?
Not only in the radio, and no, not only in the club, but I know that you know that I'm taking it to the street.
All right, that was Taking It to the Street by Moti featuring Lady Lawless and Callie Budd of MBL Records. That was hot. I know we all enjoyed that one, Taking It to the Streets. And of course, Moti is a featured artist of the Black Business Space Value Tour. So next we're going to have, we're going to look at some more of our featured artists. I guess we're going to move into let's look into some raw spoken word here, where we're going to just have a word stand alone. And we're going to move into okay. Alrighty. Oh boy, I'm sorry, but sometimes our things go away, and we're going to be right back. Okay, we're back. I guess I have to find something else. Music just disappears. Alrighty. Well, what we're going to look at, listen to some Blood Money right now. This is one of our featured artists, Zenora. She is also a Master Griot artist. So this is from their new CD, Infinite Life, Awake. Don't go to sleep, awake. This is Blood Money.
Do,
do, do, do, do,
do.
Do 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 do, yeah. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do, yeah. Do 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 do. Do do do.
Thought about what the dollar bill is made of. Malleable, indestructible in the permanent press cycle of my washing machine. Secrets permanently pressed beneath the seams from the heat of the dryer. Crisp, thin. I think it's skin. Skin like the skin that you're in. Perfect canvas of carbonated melanin. You trade me for food and rocks while Caucasians plot me for melanin drops in Mexico to cure their melanoma. Sarcoma of the mind. Subliminal messages traced in the bark of the acacia tree masonically by the seventh pyramid seal on the back of the bill. Synaptically cut off the mother of nations that had no sensory perception that her greatness is real. Confused by those who filleted our ancestors' outer garments to make lampshades. All for that.
Dollar, dollar bill, dollar bill.
The vein across the grain is all she can. happy face on a dollar bill. Are you green with envy for chasing me around every night and every day to get your face on a dollar bill that's made of skin, skin like the skin that you're in? Punishment for high priests, for pyre makers who refuse to translate esoteric truths. Colorful reminders of the thousands of youths that go missing every year, guarded by the owl in the corner. Mitigating barcode trances over the enslaved who never came across the seas in European ships, but in the back pockets of capitalists. Traded today for freedom, traded today for comfort, for freedom, freedom. It's the presence of your ancestors that you crave, circulated worldwide, so for days you may see the world from behind bars or through the perforations of green, acquiring false wealth to mask yourself in a cloak of bills like Ric Flair. Woo! But where's the dagger in the thug swagger, sniffing cocaine lines through the rolls of your self-esteem across your grandmother's face and you ponder, is she? Sees you for real. The next time you extract that dollar bill from your pocket and it's wet, think about it. Is it her tears or sweat? Hidden mystery without a doubt. Asiatics never figure out. Teach them to fold it just like a book. And on the inside they'll never look. I wonder why so many must die. Running around to now backed by gold nor silver, it's true. The real value to the bill is you. And then I heard just the other day, they got a brand new 50 on the way. I could have sworn I saw your face, you saw the silver in the faces on the dollar bill, yeah. Makes me wonder why so many people disappearing every year. Get their face on a dollar bill. Are you green with envy for chasing me around every night and every day to get your face on a dollar bill? Next up, 20.
All right, that was Blood Money by Master Griot Artist Infinite Life featuring Zenora. Yes, yes, Zenora is really hot. She's being picked up by a label and she's on tour right now. And she's going to be joining us on the BBS Value Tour. The woman just has the gift of words. She has the gift of song. She has wonderful vocals. And she's a master jeweler. See, her jewelry is out this world. It's Earth Gems. So you can check her out at earthgems, J-E-M-Z.com. And that's Earth. So that's www.earthgems.com, Earth Gems. And she is a master belly dancer. So multi-talented artist, mother, and wife. Now, who says we can't do it all? So it's great to see us excel. And she, too, is another featured artist of the Black Business Space Value Tour. And I need to make an announcement and a correction. Our special guest, who will be on in less than 5 minutes, is Rick Tillman of Farley's Coffee, the coffee with the classic taste. And he has his whole fandom out in the chat room. So, you know, we got to give love to Alexis Ray. We got guest 5501, guest 5331, guest 5005, guest 5522. He's just building his own fandom. Now we got guest 5600. This will go ahead. This is Folly's Coffee fandom. That coffee must be good. So you're going to get a chance to experience it. When Rick comes on, he's going to tell you how you get to experience the Folly coffee, the coffee with the classic taste. So you get to find out how. So we can't wait. We can't wait. So what we're going to do right now, real quickly, we're going to go to a commercial to one of our sponsors and one of our featured artists, Exodus International. And then we're going to come back with our special guest, Rick Tillman of Folly's Coffee Incorporated. And that is, I want to say correct. So I'm going to get this right. The coffee with a classic taste. And everything's capitalized except the A. The coffee with a capital C with a classic, another capital C, taste. A big T right there. Hey.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
All right, we want to welcome everyone back to Center Stage. Get up close and personal with the BBS Value Tour. And we want you all to meet and have fun with our next guest, our newest family member, Rick Tillman of Folly's Coffee, the coffee with the classic taste. Okay, here we go. The switchboard was acting weird on me. So how you doing, Rick?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hello,
how are you? The pleasure is all mine. I'm just actually thrilled. This is really cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining the family and coming on and sharing yourself with us and your whole fandom. They all laying in the cut. They back there all laying in the cut. What's up, everybody? Much love. So everybody's back there. I'm asking them to shout themselves out, you know. This is the time where we come and get our spotlight on.
Right.
So, and right now the spotlight's on you.
So when we
interview, you know, everybody wants to know. We know you have a company and all of that and all. But for us to connect, this is the question of the hour. Who is Rick Tillman?
Who is Rick Tillman, huh? Well, who is Rick Tillman? let's see, who would that be? A really down-to-earth individual. I'm real about it. I've been always true. And whatever I set my goals at, I've always achieved those goals. And I've never been a quitter. And so I would say Rick Tillman is an all-around real person. If you need something, I'll be there for you.
Okay. And where are you hailing from, Rick?
Right now I'm coming from Seattle, Washington.
Okay. And was that where you were born and raised, or that's where you're at for this moment in time?
Well, this moment in time. I'm coming up on my 20th year anniversary here, May the 15th. Of this year,
yeah.
I've been here 20 years now. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida. I grew up in a small place about 70 miles north of Jacksonville in Waycross, Georgia. Some people are familiar with that little town. It's right, a little border town there. And that's a little small southern town. It's just so amazing to see, you know, what I've achieved since that point.
Wow, yeah. I know we have people in my church right now from Jacksonville, and I know so many people from Jacksonville. You know any Cruz family down there?
Oh, no. I left there many, many moons ago.
They did, too.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was so small, I vaguely remember, you know, going back and forth when I was a little infant. And the name Tillman, of course, I just recently took that name because I found my biological father, Otis Tillman.
Okay,
so,
great.
Thank you.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it's been an excellent thing. So I'm excited about the opportunity and what we have here.
Oh, okay, then. So what made you choose Seattle?
The military. The military. I came from Germany, and when the military, as I always say, they dropped me off here, I kind of planted my roots here. It was a great as far as economics goes. When I got out out there in 1992, once getting out of the Army, I decided to plant my roots here, and been here ever since.
Okay, that's great. So now I guess the next question is, what made you choose coffee?
Well, I can thank my business partner and brother for that one. Raymond Wilford Jr. He's an honorable man, a principled man. I speak very highly of him, because when you talk about two dedicated African Americans being true to what they believe in, it's just been a match made in heaven. Came up, and we actually met working out at the health club, actually. Here in Seattle, it was Hearts Athletic Club back in the day, and we just started up this conversation because we had more of the guests, or, you know, folks that are working out asking us how to do particular exercises, and it was like, wait a minute, I don't work here, he don't work here. So we started this conversation and became really close and been together ever since. And what got us into the coffee business, his fiancée at the time, Lisa Farley, that's who the company is named after, because his name is Wilford, which Wilford's Coffee, and my last name, Files, at the time, Files Coffee. No, that wouldn't work. But he wasn't going to get into coffee originally. He was going to actually go into business with his cousin, but his cousin had other ideas and said, I got a change of mind. I want to do something a little bit different. So he's like, wow, I could really use a partner in this deal. And it was actually a small janitorial service in a light construction company. But Lisa Farley, of course, kept telling us, go get me some coffee every day. Go get me a mocha. Go get this. And we were like, what's the hook? Because Ray didn't drink coffee. I didn't drink coffee. And coming out of the Army, the coffee they served in there was horrible. So that wasn't what you – no. We call it mud in there, that muddy water. No. So it was just piqued our interest. Like, you know, it's got to be something more to it. And we went to the library and started doing our due diligence and found out that coffee is the second largest commodity behind gasoline into the U.S. And it made us very excited. And when I say excitement, it was like, are you kidding us? You know, we could not believe that the specialty coffee market was wide open. And we talk about specialty coffee, and that's what distinguished us from, you know, the big players like your Starbucks, your Pete's Coffee. You have companies that say they have specialty coffee, like Starbucks want to say that, but when you do 22 million pounds of something, it's not special. Specialty coffees are rare, and that means it's going to only be like a 500,000 pounds available worldwide. So we became very excited, and we seen that only 18% of the population was drinking specialty coffee. And we spent many days studying the coffee industry to see if it would be a good fit for us, which we found out it was. It was a great fit for us. We were like, wait a minute. Even though we didn't drink the product, once we got into the specialty coffee, we were like, wow, this is some good stuff. It's really good. It's more than just your Sara Lee's, Folgers, and your Maxwell House, which is your what we call Robusta coffees. We got into the Arabica coffees, which is a high-quality coffee. And from there, it's just been like this, like as I said, a match made in heaven. And then we was fortunate enough in 2003 to partner up with Lenny Wilkins, who is an NBA legend.
Okay.
And Lenny said he's in it for the long haul. He's another prince of a man, great, good heart, down to earth, a realist. And here we are. Here it is in 2009, and we're still going strong. thanks to the president, we've been able to move the first family house blend, which is a coffee we did in honor of the presidential family. We also representing Kenya because his dad comes from Kenya, and Kenya is one of the top producing coffee countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about this and how this has been going.
Okay, that's great. So how did this first family blend go over, especially considering this week?
Well, you know what? The sales this week has just been off the charts. I cannot complain because we haven't did a full press release on it, and
mm-hmm.
it's just been a lot of word of mouth. And, you know, I'm making phone calls, Ray is making phone calls, and the coffee has been selling. You know, we've sent coffee from places I never heard of, like Silverthorne, Colorado. You know, I've never heard of, you know, certain, you know, Denver. Of course, you know, you're familiar with some places, but some of these little places that you send coffee to, you know, down to Texas, they had a big ball down there with Mr. Jackie Mayfield and Compro Tax, had over 600 people show up, and he said it went really well. He ordered the coffee to serve at his inaugural ball. So it's just been a wonderful deal.
Okay. Well, you are very enthralled, and your enthusiasm is, you know, contagious.
Well, thank you.
So.
we try to, you know, and some people say, are you drinking coffee right now? I'm like, no, not really. I'm just this way naturally. and coming out of this illness I've been under, it's like, okay, can I fake it to make it tonight? No, I'm actually feeling a lot better than what I felt in the past few days. So.
Okay, well, that's
yeah.
good. That's good to hear. Well, now you have to tell people how can they connect. I mean, you make it sound so good, so interesting.
How can they connect to us? They can go to www.Farley's, F-A-R-L-E-Y-S, make sure it's Farley's,
mm-hmm.
coffeeinc.com. That's how they can connect.
Okay, and, you know, what? When they get there, you know, what's going to be there? How do you
first thing they're
going to
see? Actually, the first
mm-hmm.
the first thing they're going to see is they're going to see what we have an actual video that's playing.
Okay.
It's a commercial, and of course I put the commercial together and voice it, having a background in broadcast. I put that together, and everybody talk about how professional it is and really nicely done. So that's the first thing they'll see right at the top of the page. That's on the front page. Of course, they'll see a newspaper clipping with Mr. Lenny Wilkins, and they will also be able to click and open that paper up, as well as go from the left side of the screen and really work through our premium coffees. And when they get to that first page, they'll be able to see the First Family House Blend, A Taste
okay.
of Unity, as the tagline that goes along with that.
Oh, wow. Sounds really great. So, I know you said it's been selling very well. And what are some of, do you have any other blends that are popular or interesting?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, a lot of folks who like the dark enjoys the, it's called Don's Premium Dark. It's our French roast.
Okay.
And that's the one, you know, it's roasted. You see, the texture and the overtones of that coffee is so good. And folks always ask the question, how good is your coffee? And I said, do you have an IV bag handy? Because you want it just pumped in your veins, right? And people cannot believe that. Like, are you kidding me? I said, it's that good. I'm going to tell you also how good our coffee is. Our coffee is so good, we had a lady in Mississippi actually take, we messed around and some kind of way, you know, companies do make mistakes. We are human. And we didn't send her the ground coffee. We sent it to her whole bean, and she didn't have a grinder. So when she called in, I actually took the call and told her I was going to send her out a grinder and it would get there in 2 days. Well, she called back and said, Rick, I'm sorry to bother you, but that coffee had my whole house smelling. And what I did, I took my scissors, cut that bag open, poured the coffee into a towel, took my hammer, and beat the coffee up. She said, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted. So stuff like that happens. Or, you know, we had one lady who ordered some coffee from us, and she said she was going to take it and have her family try it because she was so excited to get her coffee. But she said she put it in the car along with her purse, cell phone, money, credit cards while she was up showering, came down after she got dressed, and found out somebody had broken into her car. And the only thing they took was the coffee and one CD. Left her money, left her cell phone, everything. Can you believe that? Our coffee is more valuable than money itself. So we know our coffee is good. If someone is breaking in the car
good.
And taking the coffee over CDs and money, and and sell. Come on, man. That says something. So that means the aroma from the coffee is so powerful, it overpowers the senses. And we realize that.
Okay. Well, we want to let everyone know you can come in and join in on this discussion. Just call in 646-716-7994. Again, that number is 646-716-7994. And as we wait for you to come in, we're going to come back and finish this wonderful discussion with Rick Tillman of Farley's Coffee Incorporated, the coffee with
a classic taste.
With a classic taste. Okay, I'm going to learn that one.
I know. So, you know, we have folks say that, too, that they remember the tagline, like when we was in, down in Sacramento, California, and folks were like, the coffee with a classic taste. You know, they couldn't remember our names, but they remembered the tagline because
yeah.
we said so much.
Yes, yes, which is good. That's an excellent marketing to
part
do.
Part of branding.
And, yes, yes, it's part of branding. And with every blend, you have a nice way to remember it.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to, this is Melvin C. McKnight. He's another featured artist with the Black Business Space Value Tour under the genre of R&B. And from his CD, Straight From Uptown, we're going to listen to Know Who You Are. And, again, you can call in to 646-716-7994. And in the chat room, let's talk to Rick. You know, let's share this conversation.
Come on, come on, y'all. Take it up, take it up, take it up.
Yeah.
Yes, so we just finished listening to Know Who You Are by Melvin C. McKnight from his debut CD, Straight from Uptown. So how you like that, Rick?
Oh, that was excellent. I thought it was some really smooth. That was kind of reminded me a little of Frankie Beverly there. It was really nice, really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Mel's, you know, real great sound. And he's actually the cousin of Brian McKnight.
Oh, okay.
something he just found out when he met up also late in life with his father as well.
Oh, good.
And he was adopted, and so when he actually met up with his biological father, found out he was actually related to Brian McKnight. And their whole family is very very musical.
I can tell. Now, is Brian aware of this?
Yeah. He had came to his town. Melvin is from New Brunswick, New Jersey. And
okay.
Brian did come for a concert, and his father was around. So he asked us that, you know, are we really, you know, what would I have to say? So he actually met him backstage, and his father told him to, you know, let him know how they were related. So.
Oh, okay.
And he's also related to one of the Funk Brothers. So.
Wow.
He plays instruments. He makes his living as a musician. He sings, but he also plays the guitar, the keyboards, the bass, you know. So he makes his living as a musician.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. And we are blessed here to be speaking with Rick Tillman of Farley's Coffee Incorporated, the coffee with a classic taste.
You're going to be dreaming about that one tonight. You wake up and you're going to be, where's my Farley's coffee, the coffee with a classic taste? You wake up in the morning. Give me my coffee. And you know what I found out about folks who really enjoy our coffee? They actually hold it hostage. Seriously, they get our coffee and they'll order it like once a month or every other month. And I call them and says, I only see you order like periodically. That's because I serve everybody else a basic coffees like your Folgers, Sara Lee's, and Maxwell House and keep this coffee strictly for my enjoyment. I was like, wow. Wow. I've only sell a lot of coffee, but it's just the folks that get it and they hoard it. They just keep it to themselves. They don't like to share it.
You know, you need to do a commercial like the people do with the Stride gum.
Uh-huh.
You know, get it out your mouth. It's the Stride gum that the people say lasts ridiculously long, and people just chew it from ever, and they come and they run up on them. They just attack them from nowhere, and they jump on them and make them get the gum out their mouth. They say, take this gum out your mouth. God,
well,
fresh piece.
They want to be. I don't know if they can get the coffee from folks. I can see folks now running with bags of coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, Rick, also share with us, I know you talked to me about, you know, opportunities to fundraise with the coffee.
Right. What we do, one of the things that Ray and I sit down and discuss, we enjoy giving back when we can. We're not one of the bigger corporations that can do, like, you know, a lot of, you know, million-dollar things. But what we do, we say we can give back along the way as we continually grow. And with our coffees being $14.99 a pound, for example, we have one that we use for fundraisers for schools and youth programs. It's called Scholars Blend, Helping Our Youth Taste Success. That's the tagline that goes along with it.
Okay.
And since the coffees are $14.99, and with technology, this is so cool. They don't have to maintain any inventory. What we do, we set up a promo code, send it to them. They put it up on their website or send it out in an email blast. And everyone that orders that coffee, $4 goes directly to that organization. And I just think it creates a win-win. For us, people have asked, oh, why would you give so much back? And we go, well, first of all, it's always good to give back. But the second part of that, hopefully we can create a new customer from there. Hopefully that it also creates customers of the future, because all those youth may become coffee drinkers one day. And they'll look back and remember that. Say, you know, the company that supported us was Farley's Coffee, the coffee with the classic taste. I remember that. So when I go to buy my gourmet coffee, a specialty coffee, this is where I'm going to go.
Mm.
So it's a little subliminal marketing at the same time, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. That's great. So if someone's interested in using it as a fundraiser for their organization, How would they go about it?
Right. They can contact us either at 206-824-7004. Again, that number, 206-824-7004. Or they can contact us through the website at www.farleyscoffeeinc.com.
Okay. All right. And now, are there any minimums or anything, with any minimum requirements or anything?
Well, usually what we do for the nonprofits, there's usually a $50 setup fee just to get everything put into place because, you know, there are companies, we call them TWs, which means time wasters. They will waste your time and have our techs go through all that to set everything up, and then it's like, oh, you know, we changed our mind. So the serious ones don't mind doing that. So that's usually what the fee is, unless there's some special circumstances where we have to lower it or waive it.
Okay. All right, then. So this has been a wonderful conversation, and I want to make sure that I get every area of our questions in.
Right, right.
So I'm looking, you know, in the chat room. We have Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Shout out to you in the chat room. Nancy just joined us. So I guess right now we just like to know, does anyone in the chat room have any questions or anything for Rick? Anyone have any questions? Well, while they're thinking of the questions, we want to let everybody know you can also call in at 646-716-7994. That number again is 646-716-7994. And I'll ask you, before I go there, I like to talk about, you made a mention and you told me about some special things coming up, and who knows who's listening from the Seattle area. You did speak about your broadcasting background.
Right,
and
right.
Wonderful voice and all. Tell us a little bit about you in the broadcasting.
Well, the thing was, when I was in the Army, I had the opportunity to attend Columbia School of Broadcasting. And I was DJing ever since I was, gosh, what I was like. I must have been like 10 when I started. And it was funny because, and here's how it happened. My aunt was dating a guy by the name of Charles Loud, who was a radio jock. And I used to listen to him all the time. So I always said, you know, I want to be a DJ like that. And one day my little sister had this little Bugs Bunny record player and had a carrot for a microphone. But me and my little ingenious self decided to open it up because my mother always say I could tear up the devil because I was always opening things. And so I wired my walkie-talkies to it and put them outside like antennas. And the next thing, so I'm on there just talking away. The next thing, people are beating on the door and telling my mother, your son is coming over our television. So that was the kind of the start of where my DJing began. And from there, I just continually, to do little parties and what have you. But once I got into the military, I went in 30 days after graduating from high school, I went in the military. And everybody was talking about, you got a great voice and how good you are. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go get my license. And that's when I went to the school. But I lived in Jersey for 6.5 years and played in some of the largest clubs, holding up to 3,000 people.
Okay.
And those were a lot of fun. Did some German radio as well while I was there. But with the background, I do sports announcing, I do auctions, and that gives you a lot of versatility. I can host shows. I've also been asked to host an event downtown Seattle at Amore's, a beautiful 5-star restaurant. It's called the Wee Bowl competitions. I didn't realize how big that has became, where they actually have leagues for that. So, it's a lot of fun. I get to do things I've never got the opportunity to do before, and meet a lot of entertainers, from James Brown to, oh gosh, who all I met, from 112, Montel Jordan, just so many people, and both genres, country and western stars. I mean, it's just been amazing ride. Met Prince, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. Met a lot of folks, and that's the afforded opportunity you have in this business. And what I'm planning on doing here in the Seattle market is opening up a radio station called KLSL Liquid Soul, Seattle, Tacoma, and the world. That's the tagline. And because it's strictly internet, and that's why I use the world, because we'll be able to reach out all across the world. And the reason it's called Liquid Soul is because we get a lot of rain here. So I thought that was the appropriate name for it.
Okay, that's great. Now, we have a couple new guests came in because the chat disconnected on us and kept reconnecting. So,
okay.
So we have Nancy, and she said hello. And then
hello,
we have,
Nancy.
and we have guest six, that's 6113 and guest 6085. So, have everyone there out in the chat room. So if you have anything to say, you know, you can shout yourself out in the chat room. Let us know who you are. If you're doing something special that we need to share with the community, let us know. Just share with us, and we'll share it with everyone else. So you can give your website, your link. That's what we're here. And we have someone from Atlanta on the line from 678 area code. So let me bring them in. Hello, from the ATL.
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Edie.
Hi, Edie. How are you?
I'm good. I had to call in because I can't. My computer kept crashing, so.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes?
I want to know what is the secret to making a good cup of coffee, other than having his brand of coffee. What else makes it good?
Okay, and so the question is what, well, first of all, it depends on, some people like their coffee stronger or lighter. And it also depends on if you're using filtered or bottled water. We recommend filtered or bottled water versus tap water. And reason being is because tap water has chlorine and it distorts the flavors of the coffee. So, you know, it's like pouring bleach on your clothes. So it can remove a lot of the flavors. So it also is based on your palate. So if you like your coffee stronger, you add a little more, and that's recommended that you use 2 ounces, but you may want to add 3 if you want it a little stronger, because a lot of folks like their coffee with a kick. Then the brewing process makes a good cup of coffee. So if you let it brew, and most of them have timers, so they don't really have to brew that long. That takes the guesswork out of it. But also what makes a good cup of coffee is that the fact that how the coffee is already roasted before it even gets to you. What we do is we call it, it's called pulse blending. We don't do pre-blending, and I'll explain that. Pre-blending is where you take green beans from various origins, various countries, and you mix them together, then you roast. Well, what happens, because the beans are from various origins, each bean has its own moisture content. And within that content, the roast may not take properly. So you, when you finish that roast, you're going to have some beans are lighter, some are darker, and you're like, oh, this don't even look right. So we do post-blending. We roast the coffee, then we blend it together. And those blends are based on percentages. Yep. So there you go, Edie. Thank you for the question.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Edie, tell us a little bit about you. Who's Edie?
Oh, gosh. I'm just a coffee lover. Who lives in Atlanta, who is very interested in your talk radio and enjoying the show.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great. So coffee lovers across the world, we know there are many coffee lovers. I'm telling you what the world would not do for a good cup of coffee.
Isn't
it's really not a, not a bad business to be in. So,
oh, it's smart business.
Yes, yes. So, got all kind of opportunities. You can taste and enjoy it, but you can also use it to raise funds. So nothing wrong with that. You know, and you don't have to store any product, any inventory, drop ship. So you may want to consider that, you know, everyone, and, like, monetizing and adding additional income and, like, supporting your efforts and projects by using Farley Coffee.
Farley's Coffee. Coffee
the
with a
classic taste.
Yeah. We gotta get. You, like I said, you're gonna get used to hearing that name. And then one of the questions that you said, Jacqueline, I seen in the email that you had sent me, and I was looking through those questions, and one of the ones you asked is, "What is the that attracted you, or what do you like about the BBS Value Tour?"
Yeah.
And one of the things that I looked at was, my business partner, Raymond Wilford Jr., was also a concert promoter. And
okay.
Having the background that I have in radio, I was thinking about when those concerts used to be put on back in, especially back in the day when they used to have the cool jazz festival. Budweiser presents or Pepsi presents. Now you're giving black businesses opportunity to introduce artists who, you know, maybe not even be mainstream right now, but will give them a way of getting their product and getting the artists out at the same time. And I thought that was just a wonderful fit.
Yes, that's, you know, God has given us everything we will need to succeed in life from birth. It's been preordained.
Right.
And I think I really sometimes feel the sin we're born in is the ignorance, because we don't know whose we are, who we are, and we don't understand what we already have. And sometimes we start searching so far outside of ourselves, and we really have it right there. And, you know, you're on the business network, we're on Black Business Space, we're networking. And I'm like, you know, all of these dynamite people, but we don't really seem to be getting anywhere.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and then I just realize it's this tendency, if I could get someone to do this, if I can convince them to do this for us, if I could convince, well, what if we just did for one another? What if we just came together and leveraged ourselves?
Right.
So,
and I think, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it just, you know, worked out. We have, like, some wonderful people. The chair of the marketing commission is Edwina Water, who has eBiz Marketing. She's just dynamite. And what's really exciting, you know, she's already a wonderful personality, makes you laugh, a tenacious person. And she was
right.
really just getting started. So our relationship, and she's in an area where there's so many people that do the eBlast services and all that. You know, I work with her, coached her in differentiating herself. I'm like, well, why don't you take this focus? And then she started to find, like, her niche, and her niche is really SEO. She will get you up in a search engine. She already has BBS Value Tour at 786,000 results from Google.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we just started this thing late March. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, she is, like, really good. And so it's good to see not just, you know, good companies, good people, to see us grow, how we help one another.
Right.
And it's just the spirit of helping and building vertical paradigms. Like, this is my one little analogy. You know, our goal is to build from concept to consumption, you know, black ownership. So that's a vertical paradigm. And as you build someone up, you get to experience the trickle down. And
right,
that's kind
right.
of good.
Well, I really look forward to definitely with this BBS Value Tour and those artists and hearing more from those artists. And now, how many artists are we talking is going to be in these concerts? And that's something that I wanted to know, so it's kind of putting you on the spot here.
Oh, no, it's not a problem at all. We have a slate of about 20 artists.
Oh,
each
okay.
concert that we do, though, will have three artists and a host. And then when we come to your city a day or two before the concert, we have a showcase. And the winner of the showcase opens up the concert.
Wow.
So when the people get their tickets, their ticket covers the showcase and the concert. So they get to buy one ticket, have two experiences. We involve the local community, and we just have fun. And, you know, we come out and do a show. And we let our promoters, they can, you know, we have a nice slate of artists, so we work with the promoters in choosing a slate that works for that community. Or, you know,
right.
or that target audience, whoever that promoters. So you now, since you have said it, and Optimus Entertainment is, like, part chair of our talent, and Carl said, we got to go to Seattle. I said, well, who do you know in Seattle? He's like, I don't know, but we really should go to Seattle.
Right,
so I'm
right.
like, well,
okay,
we'll go to Seattle. I say, well, we have to find someone, and lo and behold, who are we provided? Rick Tillman from Seattle.
There we
with
go.
With experience. So, yeah. So now Farley Coffee will sponsor
Farley,
us in Seattle.
Farley, you're leaving that S off of there. Farley's.
Farley's Coffee will sponsor us in Seattle.
There we
so,
go.
Yes.
We'll put together something really nice, and we'll make it all happen. Because
yes.
I know this is something that's, like I said, you know, to do something here locally, it also ties back into the community. And I know it'll create a win-win for everybody involved. And that's the whole thing. When you put together these strategic alliances like this, it creates a win-win. And if everybody wins, that's when it's really great.
Yeah, that's it. That's really great. And just think of it, a whole new thing. We're used to going to concerts where you might have a liquor beer sponsor. You
right.
may have a soda pop sponsor. But just think, we're going to have a coffee sponsor.
Hey, there you go.
That's exciting. Yes, it is.
Well, and the whole thing is, by doing something like this and combining it with everything else and other businesses that are involved, like I said, it's going to get everybody out there. I believe that not only from that perspective, it also shows the community where we stand in.
Yes, yes.
When they can see businesses work together.
Yes. So while we're there, I just want to give a quick shout-out to all of our sponsors. We have Ebiz Marketing. We have Optimus Entertainment, NBL Records, Big Fish Productions. We also have the Oral Buffet with Hussein Hill. And, we have Jim Newson with City Light Software as a supporting sponsor. And, of course, the official print publication and magazine of the Black Business Space Value Tour, Trendsetters to Trendsetters Magazine.
Okay.
And then all of this is made possible by the wonderful generosity of Lee Green, founder and CEO of the National Black Business Trade Association, of which Black Business Space is a benefit. And it's because he said, okay, use us, you know? So that's really
right.
great that you can belong to an organization and I can go and ask, well, Lee, can I use the name and can we leverage? And it's like, okay.
And I'm also,
just like,
I don't mean to cut you off there, but
no.
I'm looking at the chat room here and I'm seeing some questions coming from Canada.
Okay, great, great. Okay, all righty.
Says,
Mr.
Tillman.
It's
I am
the Glam
Canada.
Swap. And it's, hi, Mr. Tillman. I'm from Canada, and I want to know if you can order the coffee from Canada. I
yes,
really would love to get the First Family blend.
Yes, you can. And that's easy. www.farleyscoffeeinc.com. Once you go there and you click, it will give you, you know, your ordering information. It'll tell you where to fill it in at. And once you put in your zip code or a postal code or whatever they refer to them, they'll be able to order from Canada. They'll be able to order from England. It actually has a conversion built into the system that actually converts the currencies.
Okay,
so Canada is no problem. We love to send coffee international.
Okay. And the Glam Squad, she really wants to get it for herself and one for her dad as collectibles, which is a great thing. So that First Family blend, and that's a Kenya blend, correct?
Yeah, the coffee that we're using here is from Kenya because, again, we're honoring President Barack's dad, who's from Kenya, because he is first-line African-American. He knows exactly. Unlike myself, I would have to trace my roots back to know who I'm connected to in Africa. So that's pretty amazing that we're getting, you know, the emails are coming in from there. Thank you so much. Well, you're definitely welcome.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And I'd like to take this moment and give a shout-out for Nancy, 581. You can connect with Nancy at www.freejamieandgladysscott.blogspot.com. That's www.freejamieandgladysscott.blogspot.com.
I just clicked on that, and they robbed someone for $10. Oh, you got to be kidding. Oh, gosh.
And they are what?
Apparently they get two life sentences each for alleged robbery of $10. Are you kidding me? Holy smokes. You're talking about a waste of taxpayers' dollars?
Well, but, you know, it's time to get honest. We know the jails only replace the plantations. The jails, it's the truth. The jails do, the work that the people in jail do does not come back and support the state. It supports private owners. And think you think you're going to be black and get a contract. The best you can do, you make and be a doctor's group and get a contract, or you make and get a little contract to do some performances. But to benefit from the work and labor, they do allow them to order some black books from bookstores. Other than that, you can't get black cards, certain things. You can't get it. They are all contracted out to private labor. So they are working for private labor. So, of course, they want to find every excuse to give us life terms so they can have a lifetime slave.
So
they make one and two something dollars an hour.
Right, but I'm looking at age of 19, and so far time served is 14 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Number of children left behind is 5. Neither had a criminal record.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a cause, just for the clarity, is they're trying to free Jamie and Gladys Scott. This is the goal. So they want you to go to the Blogspot to learn more, to see what we can do to get these people free. And, like, it's not no joke. There are people, this is how they see labor. You know, this is how they keep and retain profit. And we got to really be even more careful in this economic times, because it's not, you know, like when Wall Street, a lot of that crash, it's not because, you know, the full bottom has dropped out. The problem becomes when they can't retain profit or grow profit.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about profit margins. They, you know, their goal is to retain and grow, but, you know, always understand a buck is a buck. If you make $100 and somebody earning all kind of interest on one side, it has to be taken away on another. You know, money doesn't literally grow. So, but let's go to www.freejamieandgladysscott.com. blogspot.com and see what we can do as individuals to help and support. So maybe, Nancy, you can let us know what people can do. And what I would like to ask everyone, and if you're in the chat room, if you can just type this in, we have our proverbial question we like to ask everyone. And I'm going to start with Rick, and then we're going to go to Edie, then I'm going to come to the chat room. If you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say? Rick?
30 seconds and the whole world listening? That's a good one. What would I say in 30 seconds and the whole world is listening? Wow, what would I say? Well, first of all, I guess I can start by saying, in order to have a better world, everyone must find peace within themselves, and that way we could all grow and prosper together. That's one of the things that I would share.
Wow, that's great. And for Rick, everybody, please visit Rick Tillman online at www.farleyscoffeeinc.com. That's www.farleyscoffeeinc.com. So, Edie, what would your answer be? 30 seconds and the whole world listening.
That life is a gift, and if you live it today in the now and make the most of it with the hope for tomorrow, it'll always be a present.
Wow. That's really great. Now, do we have anyone else want to answer our question? 30 seconds and the whole world listening? Well, I guess as they think about it, well, we're going to go out, we're going to listen to a classic. And since we had a first family blend and we swore in our first African-American president, and when he danced like a black man does. That's right. They do that for, that's how black people dance. That's right. Go ahead,
woo-hoo,
President. Yes. we're going to listen to, and we're going to come back and see who else want to give us that 30-second, but we're going to take a moment and listen to a little Etta James at last. To answer our proverbial question, but we want to give much love to all our guests in the chat room. That's guest 6085, much love, 6154, 6272, and the Glam Squad. And we want to thank Edie for calling in. And this has been Center Stage. We got Up Close and Personal with the BBS Value Tour. And we want to thank our special guest, Rick Tillman of Farley's Coffee Incorporated, the coffee with a classic taste.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Right.
You got it right.
Yes.
Thank you
and
very
you can
much.
Join them. Yep. And you can experience the coffee at www.farleyscoffeeinc.com. I want to thank you so much. And as always, as we chime out on Sam Cooke, I want to, as always, here on Master Griot Radio, we speak for everyone, peace and love.
Like the river I've been running. change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know